Giri leaped over a flower bed as they hurried across the lawns.
What was it, ma'am?
Hillier explained eagerly.
The bed fitted square to the walls in one corner. I noticed that the leg that fitted into that angle was broken off short. It was propped up by two thick books. One was called Gatewatcher's Poems, written by some beast named Porgil Longspike, and the other was Tales of Ancient Life by Mimegay. They're still in the same place. I never got round to asking Brink Cellarhog if he'd make a new bed leg for me.
Little Sister Snowdrop, walking slightly behind Hillier, cried out.
Mimegay! I'll wager that's one of the names Sister Jaminia made up for herself. Same letters.
Old Quelt was last to arrive at the gatehouse. He saw three pairs of footpaws sticking out from beneath the big old four-poster bed.
What have you found? Is there anything there?
Giri's voice sounded rather hollow and stifled.
Oh, the book's here all right, sir, but it's jammed tight and this bed's far too heavy to lift.
Grud Formal moved Quelt gently to one side.
You'm coming out of there, young beasts. This here be's a task for my crew. Robbo, fetch hoy some proppin' and five good liftin' beasts.
Formal's sturdy assistant, Robbo, ambled out of the gatehouse. He returned in a short while with four able-looking moles and two blocks of beechwood from the kindling pile by the north wall. Headed by Grud Formal, the crew scrambled under the bed. The watchers saw the big bed slowly begin to rise under Grud's directions.
Here now, molers. Put your backs up again it and lift. One, two, up she comes. Right, crew, hold it there.
Following some knocking and bumping, Grud called out.
Take it down nice and easy, my hearties.
Effortlessly, the bed fell down into its former position. The mole crew emerged, dusting their digging claws off, satisfied with a chore well done. Grud passed the books over to Quelt.
Yours, sir. They'm come to no good harm.
He tugged his snout politely to Hillier.
Thy bed be's as firm and comfy as ever twas, ma'am.
The onlookers crowded out onto the sun-warmed wall steps alongside the gatehouse. Old Quelt sat in their midst. He opened the book in question and sought the appropriate page from which he read aloud.
Chapter 2, Fabled Weapons, concerning the Lance of Coriam Wildlock, brother of the High Queen Rulaine.
Two logboats sailed downstream. Tyria sat in the stern of the leading craft, listening as both Gowsome crews plied their vessels skillfully, singing a shrew water chant in their gruff bass tones.
Pass to me, my good old paddle, steady as you go. Bend your backs, your sons of Gowsome, row, mates, row. First the spring comes from the mountains, fed by rainfall from the sky. Till it joins up with another bubbling from the rocks on high. Spring to rill and rill to brook, growing stronger constantly. Blend and flow and always going on its journey to the sea. Pass to me, my good old paddle, steady as you go. Bend your backs, your sons of Gowsome, and row, mates, row. As the day runs into night, brooks to meet to form a stream. Travelling through dark and light, where the silver fish is gleam. Here's a river deep and handsome, winding o'er the grassy plain. Speeding with the coral and tongue, we'll soon will taste the salty main. Pass to me, my good old paddle, steady as you go. Bend your backs, your sons of Gowsome, row, mates, row!